Last week, the UN humanitarian coordinator in Côte d'Ivoire urged the international community to donate more funds to help head off tensions in the country. He said that war-displaced families returning home face insecurity with new farmers working their land, a demolished infrastructure, and high potential for new conflict. Ashley Gagne is the communications officer for the Jesuit Refugee Service in Côte d'Ivoire. She told us the latest about the unrest in the country.
Violence is mainly in the western and northern parts of the country where there are more ethnic tensions relating to land tenure, and as populations shift about, violence is certainly more prevalent in those areas. There are also road blockages between the north and the south. There was formerly a zone of confidence, they called it, a zone of peace separating the rebel-held north and the government-run south. And since that's been dismantled, there's still a lot of roadblocks and security checks, and there have been sexual abuses and financial exploitations related to those road blockages. The situation is certainly still ongoing, and that there's a real need for peace and reconciliation between people, indigenous communities and non-indigenous, but that needs to be facilitated in part by humanitarian agencies, but also through the will of the Ivorian government and, of course, the people themselves, most essentially.